Moreover, what did they have to convey when they ventured out? The crucifixion was indeed widely known, for he had been hung high upon the wooden frame, and during the day in a major city, during a significant feast from which attendance was practically obligatory. However, the resurrection was unseen by those outside their group. This understandably added to the difficulty of convincing others. Additionally, his burial was a topic of discussion for everyone. Both the soldiers and all the Jews claimed that his disciples had stolen his body, yet no outsiders had visual confirmation of his resurrection. On what basis, then, did they hope to convince the world? For if soldiers could be persuaded to state otherwise while miracles were occurring, how could these disciples expect to spread their message, let alone convince the world about the resurrection, without miracles and without any money? Furthermore, if they were motivated by the desire for glory, it would be more likely that they would have attributed teachings to themselves rather than the deceased. Could it be argued that people wouldn't have believed them? And which of the two scenarios would have been more likely to be accepted and believed when preached, he who was arrested and crucified, or these disciples who had evaded the Jews?